Germany beat the United States 1-0 today to advance to the World Cup semifinals. Even so, it was the best U.S. showing in more than 7 decades. Germany will play the winner of Saturday's quarterfinal between South Korea and Spain. Kevan Antonio Hidari is in Ulsan, South Korea, and it was a lovely American dream while it lasted.
Yes, well, you know, these are the final stages of a World Cup, and this is where the World Cup pedigree shows a bit. And Germany was able to, not even by playing better, they were just able to score one more than the Americans.
And it was a solid goal, too. It was, a header off of a free kick?
Yeah, it's a classic play. You send the ball, you kick off a free kick, you send it to the far post, you send 3 or 4 guys there, and one of them you hope connects with the header on the ball, and this is what happened, and they sent the ball past Brad Friedel, the goalie. You know, these are the sorts of set plays which professional players are used to, and they are able to put these away. The Americans generated chances at the beginning, but it's a cruel reality of this sport that if you don't put the ball in the back of the net, you can't win.
In fact, they played rather aggressively on offense and had plenty of shots on goal.
Absolutely. There's a very interesting player named Landon Donovan, and he spent some time in Germany playing for Bayer Leverkusen. Some of his former teammates were wearing the German shirt. However, he had a couple of chances. He wasn't able to put them away. They were wonderful plays, but in front of him he had a gentleman named Oliver Kahn, who was considered perhaps the best goalkeeper in the world. But that's the cold blood you need at the time when it comes time to score, when you get those chances. If you can't put them away, then you don't deserve to win.
Well, building for the future, maybe next time.
Well, that's what Bruce Arena said. What the U.S. did here was about getting respect for the nation's soccer, and they hope to be back in 2006. We just think that perhaps that the gains will be permanent and not just ephemeral.
So now who's going to win?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Brazil. They have the right combination of skill, and they are used to getting to these final stages. However, it'll be interesting to see whether the Koreans can, you know, on the basis of emotion and support, push their team forward one more step.
Well, Brazil looked very strong in its 2-1 win over England today.
Yeah, well, they have the talented players you need sometimes to turn a game like this on one play. And that's what it's about. It's a team game. However, individual skill and talent are the basis for the sport.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Kevan Antonio Hidari in Ulsan, South Korea.